Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
What up, girl? Are you wearing the comfy brace?
I am. It's no time like the present to be aligned, you know, with your life, with your mind, all of it.
I mean, can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Green juice, bone broth, we're going for it.
Gang's all here. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. Start from the beginning. Aaron Andrews, off the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and ready. Why is this hair done? You look great.
Because it's yesterday's hair.
Oh, good.
Minus the beanie.
So cute. No one's cuter in a beanie than you. How cold was it out there? That's an annoying question.
If you're an avid listener of the Calm Down podcast, you know I have a problem with my ears as soon as it dips below 70 degrees. It was in the 30s, not the chilliest I've ever been at Lambeau. There are sometimes I've been on the sidelines at Lambeau and I've thought, oh my God, it is cold. It wasn't really ever like that. So, but it was chilly. But yeah, I had the beanie on because the ears were getting a little sensitive. It's fun to be at Lambeau for a game that's a big one, that it's chilly, that you know Rodgers is going to be a little sassy at the end. I love it. It's so good.
He was so sassy. Okay, so we'll jump into the game. So for those of you that are not here for the football, it was the Rams and the Packers.
We have more if you're not.
Mm-hmm. Great, two great teams in the NFC who I thought, unless the Rams don't get it together, which hopefully they will because I'm a big fan of their team in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But what I thought might be a preview of the NFC Championship. So that game, definitely a big one on your guys' schedule. But Rodgers, yep. So I'm sitting in studio and I go into the executive because Kurt and all the guys were in New York. So I was there all day. Yeah, big girl chair, exactly. And then I went into the executive room afterwards. That's like where all of our bosses sit and they take in all the feed. So when you're about to do your interview, I'm getting the feed. And one of our bosses, Zager, and I are standing there and it's before you're about to do your Rodgers interview. And I said, look at this little cutie about to do the interview. And then, talking about you, then Aaron Rodgers goes, hey, look, we're on a two shot. I was like, look.
Because He puts that, well, a couple of things happen. Can we, you guys want the inside of what's going down?
Inside info.
So the OT is what we have after America's Game of the Week, where it's a quick wrap-up show. You know, they do some highlights. They talk about our game. They talk about the day, yada, yada, yada. All the things. I get a text from our studio, and I get told in my ear, one question for Rodgers. And I said, no, I'm not looking to do a 5-minute sit down, but they won the game. It was a big game. And now he's got to decide if he's having toe surgery. I cannot ask one question. So I fought back and I said, sorry, it's not happening. So then the ending, I forgot what happened. It was kind of killing us with time. Our friend Joel, who works in studios, like, this is killing us. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. So then I love Aaron, but he's taking all the time in the world to talk to the special teams. We're talking to Andrew Whitworth. I'm like, you're watching me.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Like, Aaron, I love you, but gee, I mean, like, I got to get this interview on and I want to get this interview on. Mm-hmm. So finally, as Joe called him, Mr. Bad Toe walks over and he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, put the headset on. We got to roll. And he doesn't know what's going on. And he knows nothing. In his ear, our director, Rich Russo, goes, hey, EA, you're on a two shot. Because I'm looking right at Rodgers. Because I'm like, I got to get this in. I got to get it to the studio. I got to get it to OT. And Rodgers goes, we're on a two shot. And I'm like, I don't care. I need this to be quick.
It was big game. It was so funny watching it from the other side, not knowing any of that or Russo's comments of, that he's in the headset. Because Zager and I are standing there. And just when he goes, hey, we're on a two shot. I was like, look at this guy with the TV lingo right here. That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
And then I hate that. You wait all game. You're like, look,
no. I've got the
winning quarterback. Questions need to be answered. Who cares about time restraints?
Terry,
we'll fix it in post.
Terry, one less joke, you know, and then I can get my questions.
One less
in.
Demonstration. We don't need to pretend that all the kids are scoring a touchdown, do we?
Sit down behind the desk. But it was good to be back at Lambeau. It was a fun time. Wacky weekend with staying. We stayed in Dallas instead of coming back here. How was your Thanksgiving? How was the food? I know you guys did it Wednesday night at your parents' house.
Yep, it was awesome. My sister was so great. She hosted us. I got to see my grandma for the first time in 2 years. I cried. I haven't been able to hug her. I've only been able to stand in her yard and like wave to her because she was really worried about everything. And so I surprised her. We pulled up to her house and I walked in and I go, oh my God, mom, I'm going to give her a heart attack. And if she dies from this and not from COVID, we got a problem. And my mom goes, no, she's going to be fine. So I walk in and I go, grandma, like that. And she comes around the corner and she started crying and I started crying and she's just so, so sweet. So that was awesome to see her and all the nieces and nephews and stuff like that. So it was really
good. That's great.
Came back here and then football. Watched you sitting around my sister's house in the morning. We were all excited.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I know I've said this before, but like whenever I see you on TV, I get all excited. Like I don't know what you do. I'm like, oh, look, there's Aaron. Everyone's like, yep, there's Aaron. It's like,
hey.
I'm so happy. So what did you do for Thanksgiving on the road?
We went back to Troy's because getting back to LA was a little, it was going to be difficult. And then flying, you couldn't get out Thursday. So long story short, I'll save everybody the hassle. We went to Dallas. Troy hosted some of us at his house. It was a lovely night. We watched football, kind of chillaxed in Dallas for a day and a half before we had to get to Green Bay. I did want to give a little shout out. We seem to be real fans of either offensive linemen or offensive linemen's wives. The Calm Down podcast. I had a great chance to talk to Lucas Patrick, the Green Bay Packers center, which I got to tell everybody, whether you're into sports or not, I love an offensive lineman. They are so underappreciated. They work their asses off. They don't get the glory. They get the bent fingers. They get the screwed up knees. They don't get paid as much as these other guys. They are the funniest, the realest. They remind me of hockey players. Lucas Patrick, I was talking to him at 7:30 in the morning. I told him I sounded so tired, like I smoked a box of darts. He said his wife Ann Patrick is a huge fan of the Calm Down podcast.
Yeah.
So love her for listening to us when she's in her office. And I love offensive linemen.
That's
They're so funny. They're great dudes.
Oh, that makes me so happy. That's very sweet. Yeah. Well, Ann, thank you for listening. Or it's listening to Rambling most of the time. But offensive linemen also remind me so much of working the Big Ten Network. Because so many of those players in the Big Ten are just those, like, those, you know, hardy Midwestern guys, the Iowas, the Wisconsins, like Purdue, like you just, those are like real men in the trenches. So I'm with you on that. And they're so nice.
Yeah.
Hockey players. I never thought about that connection, but that's great.
They're
full weekend
like
for you, girlfriend. So now you're finally home and you'll be home until what? Wednesday, right? Because you got Thursday night football, big one, Dallas Saints.
Thursday night football, so much on the line for both teams. Both teams now kind of banged up.
We've got the
COVID storyline with Mike McCarthy. We don't know if other players are going to test positive, but meanwhile, both teams have a losing streak. I just talked to one of our favorites on the phone, Cam Jordan. Die for him. These are guys that are like just, you almost feel like they're just good friends of yours, but you report on them, but they're such good dudes. And Teron Armstead, offensive lineman. I love my offensive lineman for the New Orleans Saints. They've been around forever. They're not used to losing four straight. They're just good people to talk to. Cam was telling me he was on his way to go Christmas shopping for his wife. And he goes, you know what they don't tell you when you're a rookie in these meetings? And I was like, what's that, bud? And he goes, they don't tell you your wife is going to be really expensive. I was like, she's at home taking care of those babies, Cam Jordan.
Oh my gosh. All those babies are so cute. We love Cam. He was an incredible supporter right when I started House and Home. He reached out and he was like, hey, CT, can I get a custom couch? Because I'm big and my wife's about to have another baby and she wants something comfortable. And so I got him this couch. He wanted recliners on the end. And I was like, yo, dude, we ain't doing recliners anymore. And he goes, I don't care. I want them. So getting a couch for a guy that's 6'7", 200 and 60 pounds or however big he is. He's awesome. His wife's so nice. I remember when he also asked me, I had this dress on one Sunday. And he goes, you know, I think my wife would really like that dress. Would you mind sharing where you got it? You stop it, Cam, right now.
Cam, I'll send Jordan, this one. I'll send you a bottle of this. Jordan. God. Really cute.
One of the many reasons I love this job, though, is those relationships with those guys. And this long into it, I was thinking about it. I had posted a picture and I was going back and doing the math. I was like, when was the first time I was on air? I was 24. 15 years in this bitch. Like, I feel so grateful for it. And yes,
it was grateful.
13 and you're tired and all that stuff. But man, this is an awesome deal if you can get it.
It sure is. So much so that I don't want to jump the gun. I mean, I'm trying to figure out where I should go with this. I know that people were concerned about my eye. That was also part of our Thursday night extravaganza.
Perfect. That brings me to a new segment I started last week called Question, Comment, and Concern from our IG Instagrams.
Can we get it sponsored?
Yes, yes, yes. So we'll start with the concern since you just brought it up. A lot of concern over the sty on the eye, sister. So. Wow. The concern is, what is the update on the eye? How is it?
The eye's fine. She made her through. I have read that styes in the eye are caused by stress, and I have been a tad stressed. As you know, there's just been a couple of personal things going on in my life. One of them cleared up and we're good. So did the stye, but another one, we're kind of waiting on some answers. So I was a little stressed out, I think maybe more so than I knew. And when I was home before I left for Detroit on the Thursday game, I just noticed my eye being a little tender. I was like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? What's happening? And I even talked about it on the podcast. It was like, it's a little dented more. No, I got a freaking stye the Wednesday I left. You know, Jared asked the trainer with the Kings what I do. I looked it up. I put a tea bag on it. Basically, I did way too much treatment that I wanted to. Hello. And I was thinking of, oh, Jesus. Stop.
My oh, is that a sound effect? I was going to like that.
SOS. I was told not to like rupture. It's basically a pimple. It's a white head in my eyeball. And I read everything of don't pop it because it could get like your eye get all messed up. So I'm thinking I popped it because I put
you
so much heat.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, what happened was I put too many hot tea bags and too many warm cloths on it. And how could it not when it says only do it like I ruptured it. So then I thought, great. Thursday morning, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to have pink eye because I popped this zit in my eyeball. All was fine. But the good news is I didn't sleep a wink Wednesday night because I was so worried about my personal stuff and the pimple in my eye. But it all worked out.
The old pimple in the eye. Dylan says, that was a cute comment from Dylan. He said, my mom always said to rub something made of gold on it, like a ring. Oh, Dylan. Yeah. Next time.
I'm not that rich.
Less hot compresses, more gold.
Yeah.
Okay, and then carrying along the same train of thought to finish off our segment here, the question we got from Deb Boss.
I got green juice coming down my face. Sorry, what?
Hey, girl. She said, Aaron, could you send me the info on the cherry magnesium sleep powder? This is from Deb
Moss. Not an ad. Uh-uh. Yeah, not an
what
ad.
What is that?
But go to Great Stocking Stuffers. I hope they get them in stock. But TB12.com. Tom Brady sells these sleep and recover pills, and they are phenomenal.
That's what you had a dream about your ex-boyfriend, right?
Yes. My endorsement would be you sleep so hard, you have the craziest dreams. And one of the dreams I had was about my ex-high school boyfriend. I was also doing a Bucks game the weekend. I got a new batch of them, and I had been reading so much about their defense. I'm not going to say who, but I had read one of their defensive players was on the injury report with a knee. And while I fell asleep, I then like dreamt he died. And I said, how did he die? I read he just had a knee injury. These pills are unbelievable. What are in these things, Tom Brady?
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. So what was the other thing you said that you had a bunch of stuff that you wanted to talk about?
I got a lot of things, guys. You know, when you're flying back and forth around the country, you just start jotting things down. Okay. So I'm not going to lie, and I don't want to get political, and I don't want to talk about if you believe in COVID, if you don't. Either way, big news this weekend that there's a new variant. Are we, you know, and I'm not going to lie, I get really nervous, and not so much for me. I get nervous for my parents. My parents are older. They're high risk. I want to see them at Christmas. I want to make the right decision. So I do. I kind of stroke out a little bit when I turn on the TV and I see this. I started thinking as I was washing my face, remember the day, and maybe you didn't have this in your life, but I'd love to hear the story if you did get it. Remember the days in our lives where we weren't dealing
like
with
through the hourglass
COVID. I remember the day when the biggest crisis in the Andrews household was the first time I got head lice. Did you ever get head lice?
Oh boy, did I ever. Everyone grab the stuffed animals and get outside with a comb. We're having a lice party. Oh,
what was it called? Rit or Nix or something?
Oh, so disgusting.
What's your head lice story? And I'll tell mine.
So my head lice story was I came home from, I don't know, I'm 6 or 7 or something. Or I was it? Yeah, I was in, maybe I was older than that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. And it was, I got sent home from school because I had lice. So then we have
how
to go to
the- How did they know? Was there an outbreak in your class?
A lot of itching, a lot of an outbreak. I'm not the only kid. It's so disgusting. And it is that feeling where like right now I even think about it and I'm like cringing down my
disclaimer
back
to our listeners.
Yeah. So come home and I'm bawling. Anytime something happened, I was the kid that cried. My sister would get mad and my brother, or my sister would laugh. My brother would get mad and I cry. Like it's just whatever. So I'm bawling and my mom being so funny. She's like, hey, get it together. We're going to figure this out. She goes and gets the shampoo from the store, the head lice. But I remember sitting outside, she's wearing her gloves, like, whatever, like rubber gloves that you wash dishes with. And she's going through every single piece of my hair because you had to, and then I had to take all of my stuffed animals off my bed, all of the clothes. And it's just disgusting. And then do you remember this? I don't think you were there at ESPN. There was an outbreak. I will not say who had it.
No.
Forget
the bone broth. You are spilling the tea.
Well, there's more where that came from. She got it from her kid at school and came to ESPN and it was everywhere. And let's just say the makeup gals were not happy about this situation. Yeah. Outbreak at ESPN. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the real story. Give me a hint, but I won't make you do it. Offline.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that was the headlines. Did you ever have it?
Oh my God, my story. So I grew up in Florida, as I'm itching myself right now. Grew up in Florida.
I've got a little a painful spur here. Can you see it? Is it red? Well, it's getting red.
Well, you're touching it. You're making it redder.
Christmas vacation. Get ready, everyone. Tis the season. It's December 1st soon.
Well, that's my name. No shit. Red Sox are doing spring training. That's my dad's favorite team in Fort Myers. We live in Tampa. It's a couple hours drive. We were so excited. My parents are going to take us out of school and we're going to spring training. We're going to go with mom and dad and we're going to go see the Red Sox. Woo! Big day. The night before, we go to Tom Brady's favorite Subway for dinner.
A foot-long or a 6-inch? That's what she said.
I was having a big night because I had never tried a meatball sub, which quickly became an Aaron Andrews favorite. Meatball sub with a cookie and a drink, you know?
Cute.
So I loved a little meatball sub. That was first night. My dad's like, try it. You're going to love it. Big night. Meatball sub, Red Sox training camp the next day. Let's go,
life doesn't get much better.
Mm-hmm. Woo! We're sitting there. I remember the corner booth, the Andrews family, bright yellow corner booth. Loved a meatball sub. Life made. Good to go. Get home. I don't know if I started itching or Kendra started itching or my mom got a call, but she started looking. And all I remember my mom saying is, I'm going to throw up. These lice are so big.
Oh.
I just remember her saying to my dad, I'm going to throw up. And I was like, Mom, what am I supposed to do? I didn't mean it. But my whole worry the whole time is, does this mean we can't go to training camp tomorrow?
Oh, of course it does.
From spring training. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So did you guys still get to go?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
We just did the shampoo and we're fine. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, please, let us go. Great.
But that's, aside from the ESPN outbreak of lice, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I mean, but wouldn't you much rather be dealing with that crap than what we're dealing with now? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
At least we know what we're looking for. In your mom's particular case, very large mama bugs.
It wasn't hard for my mom to find them. God, Aaron has cooties.
Oh my God. So yeah, I would much rather have that, to your point about dealing with unknown things, but oh.
I got another one for you. I mean, I'm hot right now.
Great.
And also, it's kind of your world with house and home design. So, you know, I marry my husband and he already has this set of towels. Like, he's already got all the towels in all the house, right? Uh-huh. He was in this house before we were married. And it's great, but you kind of know when it's time to buy new towels. They just get that smell that it doesn't matter how many downy beads you mm-hmm. throw in your wash, how many downy lotion, fresh, whatever yep. that crap is, the blue stuff. I'm just not feeling fresh when I'm wiping my face with it, you know?
It's getting rough. The texture's rough. It's no, yep. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then it's just one night, you've had a little bit to drink, and you're like, I'm going there with Pottery Barn. Restoration. And I just buy all new ones. And I cannot wait till they show up. So they show up, and, you know, everybody's got their, it's all in our bedroom, and I'm so excited. And the next couple of days, I look at the towel that's hanging on my door, and then I look at the towel that's hanging on his door. There's bleach marks on it from a face. And it ain't my husband's. Damn it. I've already ruined two of these fucking towels. And you know what it is? It's like a new face wash. I was given a whirl and it's got hydrogen peroxide in it. And you know, sometimes up in your hairline, you don't always get it out. I fucking stained the two damn freaking towels. And now we got the shitty ones back with the bad smell because I can't have nice things. Damn it.
No, I'm going to tell you what I did. Same thing. Restoration. I love two single black stripes. You can get them in charcoal. We can also get silver. Navy's available. Just drop down, pick your color, drop down and
get your eagle on.
But I made the fatal mistake of I like bleaching the towels because I don't know when this gal over here gets a spray tan or makeup. And again, I should take all the makeup off in the shower. Why? I've scrubbed 17 times and I still get makeup off on the towel. Like, what's happening? Why? Why is this still a
thing? Where is it coming from?
I mean, I don't nearly wear as much makeup as I used to. I mean, it used to be a mask. I was like, oh my God, Jim Carrey, just remove it and keep moving. But then now I forget with the spray tan. So I have a whole separate set of towels just after I've had a spray tan because we can not
a white one? What color are they?
They're blue, which is weird, but they're the cheap little ones that I got off Amazon. And it was just like, oh, I these are the throwaways. But it brings me back to this. So you came, Jared was already living there when you got there. I have a real thing when moving into someone else's house. I'll do it, but we got to get a new mattress. And we all know why.
We did.
I'm not interested in that. Get all the mattresses out. And I need a new one because things happen in this house. Things have happened. We all have lives before we meet our significant others. But I ain't interested in staying on that
mattress. Stanley Cup parties have happened in this house, you know, first one.
Pour one out for the homies. But yeah, we're going to change one out for the home girls because I'm not interested in sleeping on somebody else's nonsense. So that for sure. And the sheet sets have to go. Anything that touches the body, in your particular case, towels are fine too. But so, you know, as you know, I don't watch Curb because it's over the top for me. But there was a clip that I saw that Larry, because he was promoting the new season, about an episode about towels, about getting new towels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It must be in the new season where he's talking about, what's Jeff's wife's name?
Susan.
Okay, Susan.
Hey, lass.
Yeah, Susan comes in off this clip and has...
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out.
Exactly. So she walks in with a bunch of new towels and she's like, look it, we got our soft new towels. And then she's like going on and Larry's like, why are you getting new towels? And she's like, oh, because you have dingy towels and something like that. And then he gets into a whole thing about dingy towels. Anyways, we'll look forward to that.
I love it. It's so perfect. Yeah, so I'm really bummed out. I ruined the towels and you'll love this because we share the same housekeeper. Jared's like, I already called her about it. And I was like, it was me. It was my fail.
our sweet little Elizabeth. So we love Elizabeth so much. But anytime something is broken or missing, we go, Elizabeth, where is it? Because she puts things away so well. Like, she puts everything in its place. Well, I don't always put things in its place. So at the minute something's missing, I'm like, Elizabeth, where is it? I remember one time I had Dominique, our sweet hair girl and friend, made me wefts. And I know she's done that for you too, for like our set of extensions. And I was running out Sunday morning, it's 4:30, keep it moving. And I couldn't find the wefts. Where are the wefts? I wanted to call Elizabeth at 4:30 in the morning and be like, where are the wefts? Little did I know, she had hung them on a hanger with little clothesline things. They were hanging in my closet, just rows of hair. Elizabeth.
Put them in a Ziploc bag. I don't need to hang them.
Were they damp? We've done that before. Like when we get our extensions wet and we like hang them over the towel rack. What a time.
What a time.
Wait. Oh, I ordered you a present for Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this because I'm not going to be able to give it to you because it was so bad. I was like, she's going to love this. I got suckered into an Instagram ad and I immediately was like, oh my gosh, this is so... Wait, I'm just going to show it to you. I was like, Erin...
Wait, am I not getting it?
No, you're not getting it.
Why?
Because I'm going to show you. And so I
thought you were giving me the Jen Kane face lotion that we want to be sponsored by.
I already got you that. That's on its way. But this...
I can't wait for that.
Present.
That would never give me a sigh.
Talk amongst yourself while I do this.
I have a story about a guy working out in the hotel gym this weekend that I totally wanted to video and put on the Calm Down podcast Instagram account that all of you need to be looking at. But I didn't want to invade his privacy. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I didn't. But this guy, older gentleman, heavy set, good for you for being in the gym. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. What I don't appreciate is the grunting and the noises and the and the punching the Peloton screen. And he's just like, and a couple of times I did the old head look over, pull the ear pod out. And then finally I got so done with it. I go, are you okay? Do you need me to call someone?
No, you did not. You didn't.
It was so dramatic. He was like, no, I'm good. Just working out really hard. So I got off my treadmill and wanted to look to see who he was riding that would make him create these disgusting noises because none of my Peloton instructors do that. He didn't even have it on.
Stop it.
It was just the sign-in screen.
No, he was like pretending to be working out.
Yes.
Oh, come on. A fake workouter? Fake worker outer?
Calm down. Calm down.
Okay, don't you calm down, for I finally found it, the email.
What?
So I sent in this picture.
I want it.
God damn it. This is not, hold on. This is not the email. This is becoming anticlimactic. Oh, there it is. So I see this and I'm like, you're going to love this. I find a picture. It's a sweater that you put your dog on. A sweater
I already knew it.
Put the dog on. So I find this adorable picture of how it's, you know, the one is off your Instagram and he's like up on, you're walking in Manhattan Beach and he's up on the cement, like half wall.
Oh yeah.
Looking out at the beach like a shmeesh, shmeesh, shmeesh. They took liberties with the design. Where is the half wall? And why does it look like he's just squatting like that? And it is so bad. And
who is this company?
Literally, she goes, do you like this design? What? What?
This? Is he shaved too? Does he have fur?
It just looks like he's like sitting and waiting to like do something. But I'm like, that's not the picture I sent you. So I was like, I can't give her that. She's going to be like, what the fuck? This is the worst picture. All the pictures of my dog, my Ralph Lauren model dog. And this is the one you come up with? So,
funky,
yeah,
sexy.
I was very upset when she's like, how about this design? I go, no, thank you.
That actually brings me to my next topic. I get a lot. You know what happens when I stay in one town for 2 days? I get a lot of topics. How much online shopping did you do? Do you like to do that?
I love to do that. I'm going to tell you what so I have been spending no money on clothes because I'm not going anywhere. Damn. I have 2 years of COVID clothes that like have sat in the closet. I haven't worn.
And I have
We share clothes. I have other things to be spending money on. And at this point, like, who cares what I'm wearing, right? Well, I decide, again, if I'm having a few glasses of wine, I see the Revolve model that's 98 pounds in all of these dresses and outfits. And I'm like, that is cute. Bye, 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 bye.
Not Justin Timberlake and NSYNC.
Like, well, I'm going to say bye, bye, bye to my Revolve account because every dress that came, I held up. And you know it's the wrong size choice when you hold up the bag and you haven't even taken the garment out and it looks like a sandwich Ziploc. I said, this is supposed to be a dress. Who is a body dysmorphia that thought she was a size extra small in this bad boy? I'm not kidding, Erin. Everything I took out of the Revolve box, I said, nope, 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 nope. And I am too old to be wearing that. And that single strap looked great on the model, but none of it worked. So I just give up on online shopping. As far as online dressing, yeah, I can't do that.
Revolve, I can't figure out because you're right. That model is so effing adorable.
You know the one, ladies. Yeah. The blonde one.
The one, and it's slicked down, and like her hair just always looks great. And I was like, do I want that hair color or not? The other thing about it is like, I love JoJo. Is it JoJo Fletcher?
Adorable. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she always has some top with her great boobs and it's Revolve and here's the link. And I'm like, I could do this with no bra. No, I can't. What am I thinking? I've got a whole box of Revolve stuff up in my closet that I've never returned. I'm embarrassed I even tried. And it's like, what was that?
I'll tell you what I was thinking. I got lost on Revolve around the world, the hashtag. And now I'm around the world buying everything and nothing fits. And it only looks good on these gals. And I was like, I too would like to be invited to that dinner in Santorini. But it doesn't look like I'm ever going to get the invite because I can't even get the sizing right.
Why don't they ever do a Revolve around Lambo? Because that's where I'm going. I'm not going to Lake Como. I'm going to freaking Lake Green Bay.
Revolve around Pico and Motor. That's where you'll find me in an extra large.
God,
just forget it. I'm telling you. And every time I think like, oh, that's going to look so good on me. Nope. Doesn't work. But here we are. And so then that's why I just keep buying new towels and new sheets.
We have plenty of everything. Towels, sheets.
So it's about to be December. It actually will be December by the time this episode airs. And so for all of you that haven't seen Christmas Vacation, freshen up because there's going to be about 700 references to that movie over the next month. This is what I always love when people are like, I can't believe that it's already the holiday season. I feel like I say that every year and I'm going to be good. And I tried to get ahead of my shopping, but it's still not going very well.
No, my parents are the hardest to buy for. They just are.
Yeah. I just asked Kathy what she wants and she says, just money. My mom just wants money. She kills me this one. I can't take it. Honestly, do you get your dog a stocking? I know you do.
Yeah, he is the biggest one of this whole house.
Yeah, I know. I got two stockings and I'm excited. I'm excited to shop for dog toys. Wait, what else did I need to talk to you about?
I don't know. Oh, another travel story. This is my last bitch session. And then I'm sure everybody's ready to flip this off. I just find it funny to go along with the restrictions and, you know, the rules we're following. I love wearing a mask on a plane. I'm into it. Everything else, I kind of don't understand, like the whole, I like to have hot water on the plane. Just, you know, I'm a phlegmy girl. We've all addressed that. It's fine. I want to hydrate, but I like a little lemon. Mm-hmm. The lady on the plane goes, We're not doing lemons right now because we just don't want to touch anything. Yet they serve you your glass with their hands around the rim. Like, we are touching things. You're touching my cup. What do you mean? Throw a lemon in there while you got your fingers all over where I put my lips. I don't
what
get
my
this.
Baby wants, my baby gets.
Don't put baby in a corner.
Nobody should. I'm so over this idea that, and even when this was all happening, like at the beginning, I get it. We'll follow procedures and protocol and we'll do what we're supposed to do, but have it be consistent. So they were like, when they were like, oh, we don't serve Diet Coke on the plane. I'm like, why? Like, why are you not serving? Can you serve wine, but not Diet Coke? Like, there was just all these weird rules. Seriously, then there still are.
Rules. I'm flying. I'm working. Let's just bring the lemons back.
Bring the lemons. I am so over this. So I Botox underneath my arms. This is probably like 5 years ago because I was told it would stop the sweating. Like, there's no way a silk shirt was touching this body. It was drenched in a second. But now it's back again. And I've changed my deodorant. And I'm embarrassed to say, I don't even know the difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. I don't.
One of them helps you with the stink and one of them helps you with the sweating.
I don't know.
You got to have both.
So I'm sweating again and I need help and I need all suggestions. I went for the Dove. I went for the spray. I went for the natural. I did the Donna Karen. I need help.
I use men's deodorant a lot. The only thing about the men's deodorant, I'm on my husband's deodorant right now. I'm on to Cincinnati. I don't find that they do a clear men's deodorant, but the smell is fantastic. I feel like it clogs my pores so much under my armpits that when I went to go shave them, I still got the deodorant coming in on my razor. So that's where I know it's working good. It's probably going to kill me as some toxins at some point. But
the important thing is, doesn't it smell woodsy? I feel like men's deodorant smells so masculine.
I know, but I'm a guy. Like, I'm into that.
Into it. Okay, well, I can't get into the old spot.
I also feel like the song Seasons Change. I feel like when the seasons change, your body, I don't know, I'm making this up, changes as well. I too am a sweater. I've been having a couple of sweating situations at night. Please God, don't say this is menopause because I can't have that happen right now.
Not this time of year.
Not this time
of
year.
I have to sleep
life.
With your father. Don't be so dramatic. All right. Well, I'll explore some options. If anybody has some suggestions for a gal like me who's sweating, and I like a girly smell. I want a cucumber. I want a fresh linen. I want a vanilla. Yeah. Bring it my way.
I like a wood forest scent.
No. Okay. What do you got?
Can we dedicate this podcast to somebody just because they're on our hearts? To Stanley Trilling, sweet angel. Rest in peace, sweet baby. So, our good friend Victoria.
Yeah, our good friend Victoria Jill Trilling has dressed Aaron and I for over 10 years now, but has been a better friend even longer. And her father passed away a couple of days ago. And he was the guy that walked into the room and was the life of the party. And even he was in the hospital and Vicky was sending me videos. He was watching our show and he was watching your game and just an incredible, incredible presence. And Vicky, we love you very much and we're here for you. Yeah. And we are so sorry for your loss. It's a loss for everyone.
Yes. We love you, Stanley.
Yeah.
Stan the man. Jeez. Kiss your family. Tell them you love them and all the things, people.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.